Welcome to a new deep dive. Today, we're taking a look inside the Padel Coaching Masterclass, Designing and Developing Effective Drills. You sent us the outline, and while our mission is to give you that shortcut, really unpack what you'll get from this. Think of it like a roadmap, not just for knowing drills, but for, you know, innovating them. So what makes a truly impactful Padel drill? And how does this masterclass actually guide you there?
Yeah, what's really interesting, I think, is how it lays this foundation first. It doesn't just jump into fancy stuff. It's about shifting your mindset, you know, moving from just doing drills to really understanding the why and the how, designing effective, adaptive drills.
Okay, so it kicks off right at the start asking, what is a drill? That seems, well, pretty fundamental, right? But what's maybe one core thing coaches often miss that this module really highlights for making a drill work?
That's a good point. A lot of coaches might just focus on repetition, get the reps in. But this course, it really emphasizes transferability, making sure what happens in the drill actually shows up in a match. Mm. It's about purposeful play, not just activity. That's key for drills to be successful and, frankly, engaging to the players, too.
Right. So purposeful play. Once we've got that foundation, the next step is making it Padel specific. How does the course help coaches design exercises just for Padel?
Ah, this part's great. It digs into techniques for creating exercises tailored exclusively for Padel's unique demands. So it's not just, say, practice volleys. It might show you how to design a drill for reading those tricky wall rebounds for defense, or maybe mastering the bandeja, you know, those shots that are just pure Padel.
Okay, makes sense. And once you've got these specific drills, how do you make them work for different people? That's where adapting drills for diverse needs comes in. Does it give you kind of framework for adjusting them?
Absolutely. It shows you how to scale things. Let's say you have a great volley drill. The course explains how you'd modify it, maybe simplifying it way down for a six-year-old beginner just catching, perhaps, versus making it a really dynamic multi-shot sequence for your advanced players. It's all about tweaking it based on the goal, the age, the level.
And crucially, knowing if they're actually effective, the course covers evaluating drill effectiveness.
Yeah.
What's a key way it suggests coaches can actually measure the impact beyond just counting successful shots?
Yeah, it goes deeper than just execution. It pushes you to look at, say, decision-making under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Are they choosing the right shot in a situation that feels like a game, not just hitting it well? That feedback is so important for refining your drills, continuously improving them.
Okay. I also like the sound of innovating new drills, creative techniques, and practical workshop. That seems very hands-on. For coaches who maybe feel stuck creatively, does it offer specific prompts or methods in that workshop?
It does, yeah. It's not just be creative. Yeah. It introduces ideas like constraints-led design or using game-based scenarios to spark new ideas. And the workshop part means you're actually doing it. Mm. Applying those techniques, maybe modifying a drill right there. It makes it stick.
Right. Practical application. And finally, it looks like it wraps up with drill examples for various methodologies.
Mm.
What's the real benefit of seeing examples through different coaching philosophies like that?
Well, it gives you options. It shows diverse drills for different teaching styles. So whether you're more about technical detail or maybe more about game-based learning, you get concrete examples. It broadens your toolkit, basically. You see why different methods exist and how to apply them.
So wrapping this deep dive up for you, it seems pretty clear the Padel Coaching Masterclass isn't just a drill library. It's really designed to make you a more insightful coach, more adaptive, more innovative, from basics right through to creative design.
Exactly. It moves way beyond just running through exercises. It empowers you to think critically, why this drill? How can I make it better for this player? Thinking about all that, what single aspect of drill design do you reckon is the most powerful lever for a Padel coach? The one thing that could really change their impact.